Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. Special treat, especially this time of year. Rich Coes has done so many things over his career, over 40 years, starting out in the Chicago area, and now he's just national. And Shrenguli is all year round, but this is his special time of year, of course, with Halloween coming up. And he makes Halloween, which is already fun, a lot better than what it is. And MeTV's Hollywood favorites, tremendous lineup there. And also, Saturday night, Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. And again, October 30th is when everyone's got to really tune in to Rich Coes and Shrenguli. Rich, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Well, listen, I'm thrilled to have you. And I tell you, this is usually a very busy time of year. I don't know if the pandemic has changed anything. I know everybody wants to talk to you and everything. But usually, would you be out on the road? Would you be at a convention? Is this the time you're usually out meeting folks?
Yeah, definitely so. Usually, this time of year, it starts in late September and goes all the way through to the beginning of November, right. And I'm booked solid all the time. But again, this year, no appearances whatsoever. The last appearance I did was back in February at the C2E2 Comics Entertainment Convention here in Chicago. And since then, we haven't been able to do anything. I have to admit, I'm a high-risk person because of my medical history. And I miss doing it. I miss going out and seeing everybody, and especially during this time of year, it's always so cool to see the costumes that people come up with, and especially there's always people who dress up like me.
Have you ever seen anybody dress up like you where you could think that people would think it's you? Anybody do such a good job?
Yeah, a couple times I have seen that, and I even, unfortunately, there's been times when there have been people who actually pretended to be me at conventions.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I'm not too fond of that. But usually the giveaway is when they talk, because, you know, I think you can tell if it's really me or not when I'm talking. But yeah, it happens all the time, and I'm amazed. And sometimes I see it and I think, boy, if I look like that, I better get myself into shape.
Oh.
I love the fact that people care enough about it and enjoy the character that they will dress up as me.
Well, listen, you do a terrific job, and you're all about entertainment, and you're fantastic at it, and what a career you've built. A couple years ago, and you mentioned your health, a couple years ago, I know there was a false report, I think it was Howard Stern, and everybody was like, oh my God, Rich is dead. I mean, it was like an actual report out there, and I know I was like, I almost drove off the road when somebody called me and told me. You must have got a lot of love around that time, and you know, everybody. I mean, is it as crazy as what I thought it would have been? Everyone calling you and wondering what's going on.
Well, yeah, definitely so. I think part of the confusion came when the guy who was the original Shrenguli and was my mentor, Jerry G. Bishop, passed away a few years ago. And people just heard, oh, Shrenguli died. And seriously, yeah, I got calls from people, you know, that were so worried and were so relieved when I answered the phone. It was very strange. Now, I actually did have a pretty close brush with not being around several years ago. I had a cardiac arrest.
Oh, man.
And it was the type of thing that, from what I understand, only like 7% of people actually survived. So I was very, very fortunate. And even at that time, I think there were times when people just heard part of the news and thought that, you know, I was no longer walking this earth. But I've been very lucky. And, you know, it's just nice. I'm just so flattered that what I do means a lot to people.
Well, listen, it does. And it's something that when you're on stage, on screen, when you're performing, it looks like you love it. So I think people respond to that. You know, you're not going through the motions. You're not just, hey, this is a job. I got to do it. I got to whatever. You get it. And you know that people are tuning in to you and to the shows that they're watching. They're looking to have a good time. They're looking to celebrate whatever pop culture is about to come their way. And it's a very big part of people's lives, pop culture. And, you know, maybe, you know, 50 years ago, you know, 60 years ago, whatever, back then people got it and it wasn't as serious. But over your career, you have to have seen how seriously people embrace their pop culture. And by the way, and you're a big part of it. You had to have seen that transition somewhere. And if you did, where was it? What years was that when people really started taking pop culture seriously?
Well, I know it already seemed like that when I first started at the company I'm with now, which was in 1995. It was at that point that it seemed like people were much more into the pop culture. And I think it actually happened a little earlier than that, but that's what I equate it with since that was a starting point for me here. And I think that especially now that we're on nationally and have been on for the past like 9 years on a national basis, I've really had it driven home, you know, how, you know, I'm a part of this pop culture. And it's amazing to me. It did turn around quite a bit, you know, because before, I think we talked about this, that it used to be just localized. You know, there were local TV personalities doing the type of thing that I do. And it was very rare that anybody made it to a national level. I think the most successful would have to be Dear Elvira, Cassandra Peterson, yeah, who managed to get syndicated all over the country. But beyond that, people have said, you know, it's really amazing that I've been on nationally for as long as I have now, and it's embraced by so many people.
I mean, it's you and Cassandra, you know, when you talk about Halloween and you talk about this aspect of pop culture as far as the hosts go, and you both, I applaud you both, you do it well, and people enjoy. What can you tell us about October 30th? We want everyone to tune in, of course. And I'll be tuning in. I'll be watching it. And it's a big part of my Halloween, watching Svengoolie and everything that comes along. What can you tell us about MeTV's lineup?
Well, we especially wanted to make it fun this year because, you know, obviously people can't go out and do all the things that they're doing. I know right around where I live in the Chicago area, they've actually closed down a lot of the restaurants and such because of the raise in the spike in the virus. So on Friday, MeTV is going to do a special bunch of shows called Scream With Me, and it's all Halloween-themed episodes of a lot of the shows we run. Some of it is stuff you wouldn't expect, like My Three Sons and Leave It to Beaver and The Rifleman, and others, it fits in so perfectly. You've got the Flintstones with Fred having to spend the night in a spooky mansion to inherit his uncle's money. Happy Days has Al from Arnold have a curse put on his right arm by a witch, and Richie and his pals have to perform an exorcism. And in MASH, you have the 4077 celebrating Halloween. They're in costumes. They tell ghost stories. And Father Mulcahy finds a soldier alive that was previously pronounced dead. Oh. So it's a lot of fun stuff. One of my favorites is the Andy Griffith Show that night. It's called The Haunted House. And Andy and Barney and Gomer go into a supposedly haunted house to get a baseball that Opie lost in it and was afraid to go get. And from what I've read, that episode was actually what suggested the idea for a movie that we've shown on our show that starred Don Knotts, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Oh.
So we go all day long on the 30th, and then on Saturday, more Flintstones right before our show. You have the Flintstones meet Rockula and Frankenstone. I think you get the inference
yep.
there. And then at our usual showtime we're on, which is great to be on finally on Halloween, yeah. we've got a Universal classic. It was the first movie where Universal had more than one of its famous monsters in the movie. It's Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman from 1943, and one of the most significant things about it is the fact that the Frankenstein monster in it is played by somebody that you usually equate with playing Dracula, Bela Lugosi.
Wow.
So it's a real landmark film, and it's a lot of fun to watch this stuff and a great way to spend Halloween.
Well, listen, I'm glad you're doing well. Our thoughts are always with you, and we'll be watching on the 30th. You're terrific. You're the best. Just keep yourself healthy, and when this whole thing lifts, I know a lot of your fans are looking forward to seeing you in person. And next year, hopefully, we have a much different scenario. But Rich Coase, thank you very, very much for being here, and congratulations on all the success.
Thank you so much, Frank. You've been very kind to have us on, and I hope you have a good Halloween.
Rich Coase, everyone, better known as Svengoolie, and you know his character from hosting on MeTV, And again, he and Elvira have made a cottage industry out of, you know, more than that, it's minimizing it. They've made a career out of these characters and fun, spooky characters, you know. And again, all the shows that he's mentioned, I'm sure I've seen over the years growing up and haven't seen in 40 or 50 years. And, you know, that Happy Days episode isn't the one I think of when I think of the Halloween. I think of the other one, the earlier episodes when, by the way, it was a much better show early on, right? And, you know, I remember the demons were holding, so I think that was a Halloween episode. Anyway, but the rumor came out a couple of years ago, and I think Howard Stern reported it, that Svengoolie died, and that was Rich Coase, and it wasn't. It was his mentor, and it was just a mix-up and all that, but a lot of people were really concerned. He sounds like a terrific guy. First time I'm meeting him, or first time I'm talking to him, and again, has made a wonderful career out of this character. Over 40 years, by the way, over 40 years doing this, and Cassandra, who we have on the show numerous times, is Elvira, and you know, the two of them have made just a wonderful career out of this. A lot of fun. Check out MeTV's Halloween favorites, and October 30th, Saturday night. And it's a big night for them and him, and hopefully he'll be able to get back to Chiller and all the conventions. That's I'm sure a lot of income for these guys, and they haven't been able to do it. They haven't been able to do it. He is a staple and a beloved figure at all of these conventions, and there hasn't been any conventions because of COVID. Next year, hopefully you get to see Svengoolie in person. But in the meantime, watch him on Saturday night and you know, whenever. But watch the Halloween special MeTV is doing. Frank McKay signing off. Svengoolie, Rich Coase, has been our very special guest. We'll see you next time on